What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. Today, I feel like I have a very special episode. If you're a music lover, I have a special fucking episode for you. I am a music lover. I honestly don't know what I would do without music. Like, I would probably die without music. Like, life just wouldn't be the same for me. Like, when I'm going through some shit, or I don't know, whatever the fuck the case may be, I need my music. Like, if I had to make a choice between music and social media, like, if I had to make that choice, it would be music. Like, no, it would be no more social media. So, let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about the best rappers alive. And I have a top six. I know usually it's a top five. Couldn't fucking do that because I felt like one of the rappers, if I didn't put him on the list, it would just be fucking disrespect. So I made a top six best rappers alive. And I felt like I wanted to do this episode today because Wayne just dropped the Carter 5 today. After all of these years. Now, on my previous podcast, I did talk shit about Wayne. I said Wayne's time was up. I don't want to hear another fucking Wayne album. I said what I said. I didn't. Today, I was like, okay, let me hear this fucking album. It dropped on a Friday. Okay, let me hear this fucking album and see what the fuck I think of it. This long-awaited album, this lawsuit album, like this album that he couldn't release for what was it, like 4 to 5 years? He couldn't. This thing has been going on for a while. I listened to it today on my way to work. Let me tell you something. That album was nothing short of fire. Like, I mean, the songs that I liked were fire. It was a lot of songs on there. He had 23 songs. I probably only liked 10. But I don't give. I'm going to give the album fire because just the shit that I've heard from Wayne, the last two mixtapes or whatever, I was just done with it. I was fucking done with him. I did not want to hear another album. But certain tracks on that album reminded me of like the old Wayne that I liked. So that was cool. Him and Nivea did a song. That was cool as fuck. I love whenever Wayne and Nivea do a song. So that's definitely what's up. Weezy, I'm not gonna say he's back. He could definitely make this his last album though. Like he really could. This should be the last Carter. So today, what better way to celebrate than naming my top six favorite rappers alive? My coworker told me to say that's my nigga. He's more than my coworker. That's my motherfucking like best friend, dog. So he fucking told me, he was like, yeah, don't say the best rappers alive. Say your favorite, your top six. So this is my top six because, you know, some niggas that listen to this, they might be talking shit as I go into who my top six is. That's fine. I feel how I feel. I said what I said in this podcast. Okay. So, my top six rappers alive are Jay, Wayne, Kanye, Drake, Kendrick, and Eminem. Now, I didn't know whether to put Kanye or Eminem on here. My coworker also said, he said, we take Kanye and Kendrick off. I feel like he probably said take Drake off too. This is my top six again. So I felt like it was just straight disrespect if I didn't put Eminem on my fucking list. Cause he is one of the best rappers alive. Like, yeah. So, I'm going to start with Jay. Jay is first on my list because he's been out the longest. So, I'm going to start with him. For a while, I would catch myself saying, I don't like Jay. I'm not a Jay fan. I like his songs. But it became to the point where I couldn't even say I'm not a Jay fan because I like too many of his fucking songs. That's a fucking thing. Sometimes I be in denial, but my mother actually hit me to Jay when I was younger. That was the first time I heard him, the song, who was it? Girls, Girls, Girls. I heard my mother play that. I don't think that was the first Jay song I heard, but that's what made me listen to him. That song definitely did it for me. But I really think It's a Hard Knock Life, that joint, that was the first Jay song I heard. But I liked it, but I was a fucking kid. I wasn't really with the shit. So yes, that excuse me. Yeah, that first time I heard Girls, 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 like, the lyrics was just fucking fire. I don't know. I was so young and I just understood everything he was saying. Jigga man, why you treat me like in the mood? Like, that shit was so, I love the video too. So I'ma name a couple of my favorite Jay songs so you know why I put this person on my list. So from Reasonable Doubt, Feeling It, Can I Live? The Blueprint, first one. Girls, 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 Song Cry, You Don't Know. Blueprint 2, Hovey Baby, Excuse Me Miss, Poppin' Tags, 03 Ronnie and Clyde. The Black Album, Interlude, that interlude where you be like, allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is Hope. When that shit come on in the club, I be thinking I'm Jay. Like, that's my fucking song. Like, I don't know what it is about them lyrics, but I just get excited. Like, I remember when I learned the words to that shit. Like, I just been pressed to rap it ever since. Every time it come on, if you ever around me and that song come on, I'ma rap that shit. So anyway, my first song that was on the Black Album. Then I don't remember what albums these were on off the top of my head. Beach Is Better was on the Magda joint. That did it for me. Hello, Party Life, and Say Hello. That American Gangsta album, that was my shit. Like, real life. And the verse, the lyric that got him on my list was, of course, from Big Pimpin'. And that was on Volume 3, Life and Times of Sean Carter. First of all, when I was younger, I didn't know what I was rapping. But when I played that joint, when I got older, and I heard him say, what is, you know why, thug them, fuck them, love them, leave them, because I don't fucking need them. I was like, whoa, my scalp is peeled the fuck back. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, and I don't fucking feed them. He's just a dog ass nigga. I be thinking about Beyonce every time I hear that joint. Like, B is like not even going for that shit. Like, this is definitely the Young Jay. But yeah, Big Pimpin', that whole first verse did it for me. Like, even now listening to it in 2018, that's a whole fucking move for me right now. Like, I just be on some fuck everybody shit. You not about to be living it up off me or nah. Not for nothing, never happen. I be forever macking. It's like, nah, I'm ready to get married. All right, next. I'ma get into Wayne. I'ma do Wayne second because he's been out the longest. Well, longer than the other rappers. Not the longest. So of course I got introduced to Wayne when I heard Back That Ass Up. And I thought he was just the ugliest thing I ever seen on that video. But you know, taking over for the 99-2000s. Bitches hear that in the club, they is running through the floor. We in the bathroom. It don't fucking matter. We running through the floor and we twerking all over the fucking place. Period. And that's facts. Ask anything. Y'all know, period. That's facts. So that's when I first got introduced to Wayne. And then I think later on, when I heard Go DJ again, I was like, okay, he cool. I just felt like everybody was slicing him back then. I didn't like Wayne until he came out with the Carter 2. I didn't really start listening to Wayne and be like, oh my god, like, I love this nigga. Like, nah. Only song I liked on the Carter was I Miss My Dogs, because I could relate to that song like shit. But other than that, I remember people used to be so persevering. So let me tell you about this story in middle school. Rest in peace to Tamia, because she would be laughing like shit right now that I'm about to tell this story. Her and this girl, I think the girl name was Anaje. It was a Lil Wayne was on the cover of Vibe. I remember the cover and everything. He had on like a vape hoodie. And he was looking good on the cover, but I think Tamia bought the magazine to school or something. And then, I don't know, maybe the girl Anaje was like, that's my boyfriend. And everybody just knew how much Tamia loved Wayne. It was facts that Tamia loved Wayne. And this other girl that went to school, we went to school with, Christina, it was facts that she loved Usher. Like, they fucking loved him. So, y'all, why the fuck they got to fighting over Wayne? And it was just always funny. I was like, Wayne don't even know y'all. Like, it's never that deep. Like, they real life was on the floor in the classroom fighting. Like, the teacher has to break it up. Like, they got put out of class. They really was fighting over who was Wayne's girlfriend. Oh my God. I think that was like 7th grade, maybe. Yeah, that was 7th grade. That was a fucking whole mess. Rest in peace to Tamia. That girl could dress her ass off, and she was strong as shit. And I know everybody missed her, and I miss her presence. I miss her being around. Like, I miss seeing her on social media just slaying shit. Like, so rest in peace to her. So the best Wayne songs. These are the Wayne songs of why he's on my list. So, the Carter, of course, I Miss My Dogs. The Carter 2, The Mob, Money On My Mind, Fireman. Best Rapper Alive, Hit 'Em Up, Hustling Music. Carter 3. 3P is my shit. Amelie, Let The Beat Build, Shoot Me Down, Don't Get It. Rebirth, On Fire, and I'm Single. I'm Not A Human Being 2. Not the first one. When I say that's my favorite Wayne album, like, I always ask people this question, be like, what's your favorite Wayne album, just to see. A lot of people be saying the Carter 3 or the Carter 4. Oh, I mean, they say different things. They say the Carter, Carter 2, whatever. Mine's is definitely I'm Not A Human Being 2. That I played the shit out of that album, like, for real, dead ass. And then I can't even get into Wayne mixtapes, because it's just too fucking many. I wasn't even about to do that to myself. But the Wayne lyric that I said, he is one of the best rappers alive. When he got on I think it was the BET Awards. I don't remember the year. But he did Gossip. And he was like, stop analyzing, criticizing. You should realize what I am and start epitomizing. Confident, got the heart of the biggest lion. Confident, like, fuck them all, pull out my dick and ride it. Yeah, that shit was fucking fire to me back then. I don't know. I was just like, this man is really like the best rapper alive. And then when I heard Amelie too, he went the fuck off on that joint. So Carter 3 was a bomb. That's like my number 2 album. All right, I'm done talking about Wayne. Next is Kanye. And I know a lot of people might be like, why is Kanye on there? Like, Kanye did, at one point in time, he was one of my favorite rappers too. Like, he did so much. Like, I feel like my whole teenage years was, I was on my Kanye shit. So I'm definitely gonna give him credit. Even still, like, the what was that, Ye? That was the last album? I'm not sure, but yeah, I think that's the name of it. I only liked one song on there, but I'm still gonna put him on my list because of the history we have. So, I first got introduced to Kanye when I heard Through the Wire. And I just thought it was, like, the hottest shit I ever heard. Like, that and then the whole Chaka Khan thing going on. Because I just really be into music. That shit was amazing. And then he came out with Slow Jams right after that. It was just dropping shit that I just love. And oh my God, I loved Kanye when he first came out. Everybody loved Kanye when he first came out. So that Through the Wire there. That joint was lit. I probably just blew heavy as shit into this mic, but y'all know I don't do no edits on this motherfucker. So, the best Kanye songs, the Kanye songs that got him on my list, I'm going to say Through the Wire. I'm going to start with The College Dropout. So, Through the Wire, All Falls Down, of course, Spaceship, Slow Jams, and Through the Wire. Oh, I think I said Through the Wire twice. Burnt. Anyway, Late Registration, Touch the Sky, Gold Digger, Drive Slow, Roses, Addiction, Diamonds, and Late. Late is like a great ass song. It's like the last song on Late Registration. I love that song. Then you have Graduation, Stronger, I Wonder, Can't Tell Me Nothing, Good Life, Flashing Lights, and Big Brother. I really like whoever made that beat for Big Brother. Then you have My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. How could y'all not give Kanye credit and be like, he's one of the best rappers alive? All these songs, and I'm nowhere near done. I'm nowhere near done. So, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Dark Fantasy, Gorgeous, Power, Order of the Lights, Monster, Devil in a New Dress, Blame Game, and then Yeezus. I liked Bound too. I thought the video was cute too. And I like Blood on the Leaves because I like the music that he sampled. And then you had The Life of Pablo. That shit was hot. Y'all know when The Life of Pablo came out, y'all was bumping that shit. So Ultra Light Beam, Father Stretch My Hands. I'm about to go download this shit right after I'm done recording this. That shit was hot. It reminds me of a time of my life that I didn't know what the fuck was going on with my life. That was like the soundtrack to my fucking life. Anyway, Famous, Wolves, and Fade. The Ye song that got this nigga on my list though, and to this day, when it comes on, I just feel goosebumps because I just feel this nigga on a spiritual level. Well, you know what? I felt him on a spiritual level on, what the fuck was the name of the song? Can't Tell Me Nothing. I think everybody felt him on that shit. But anyway, Power. When this motherfucker said, at the end of the day, God damn it, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch. I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip. Who you going home with? How gay doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving. Where the bad bitches, huh? Where you hiding? I got the power. Make your life so exciting. Hey, I fuck with Power so hard, like, oh man, that shit blew me away. I was like, yeah, this nigga right here is great. He just did it for me. Alright, that's enough of Kanye. Next, I'm gonna get into my boo Drake, cause Drake used to be ugly as fuck to me. Like, mind you, I used to watch Degrassi. So, I kind of grew up with Drake, and I never found him attractive until now. He got this whole beard thing going, looking all daddy-ish and shit. Like, he look like Champagne Poppy. He looks like that now. He look like that nigga, like a Sean Don-ass nigga, like a pimp, like his father, with the pimp-ass do-rags he be wearing. That shit, I cannot stand do-rags. Can we set the do-rag factory on fire? Like, can we blow up? Stop making that shit. That shit looks stupid. That shit look dumb. It look like a fucking Louis laundry basket on your... I mean, like a laundry bag on your head. Like, I just hate the way they look. And then they got that little flap in the back. Like, why is all that there? I hate do-rags. Like, that's like wearing, like, a basketball, like a headband. Why the fuck you would wear a headband? It's 2018. Don't bring that do-rag shit back. Kill that shit. Kill it. Fuck a wave. Find something else. Get a fucking Scully. I don't know. Not a do-rag. That shit is... ugh. Okay. Back to Drake. So, like I said, I've been fucking... Well, I liked Drake when he was on Degrassi, but I never took him seriously as a rapper. Like, when I remember when Degrassi ended and they did some little special on, like, what they're going to do now, like, the cast. And this nigga was like, he about to be a rapper. And I remember laughing, y'all. I, like, laughed this nigga out. And he raps on. I was like, this shit is trash. Like, this nigga really about to try to rap. Man, am I've swallowed my fucking words. Hold. Drake has gotten a lot of money out of me for concerts. Like, I've been to 2 Drake concerts. I love that nigga. Like, that is my favorite rapper. That's been my favorite rapper since... How long, Drake? I want to say at least 20... I'm going to go back to the first or second album. Take Care. Take Care was that motherfucking album. If I had to do a list of the greatest albums of all time, fucking Take Care is going on there. Facts. So, I didn't like Drake. I didn't like that song, Best You Ever Had. I hated that. I still hate that fucking song. Like, never play that song again. It's okay. I heard November 18th, and that was on the So Far Gone joint. Oh, I remember that song a little bit, too, with Likely. Man, I fell in love with Drake when I heard November 18th. I was like, word, this nigga is, like, serious. Like, this nigga is really about to be, he's really rapping. Like, he's really out here, and he got a bomb-ass mixtape, Jimmy Off Degrassi. So, anyway, the best Drake songs, well, the songs that got him on this list. So, on Thank Me Later, whole album, every last song, Thank Me Later will also go on the best, one of the best albums of all time. It was a great album. Take Care, y'all, right now. I want to see that concert. That nigga is a great performer. Like, period. I love going to see Drake, and I love that Take Care album. One of my favorite albums of all time. Probably on my top, at least my top 10 of albums of all time. Nothing Was the Same. I always told myself I ain't really like this album like that. I felt like he changed up a little bit, but I like so many songs on the album, so I don't even know why I'm saying I was saying that I didn't like the album. Started From the Bottom, that joint did it for me. Own It, Worst Behavior, Hold On, We're Going Home, Connect, and Too Much. On Views, Hype. That shit was hot. That shit was fire. Especially when he did the little, what did he say? Leg hanging out the Phantom, something. I don't know. He was talking about Joel Santana though. That shit was lit. So, Hype, Western Road Flows. Let me tell y'all something. This randomly, and I always listen to this song, but I never really listen to this song. I just like the beat. When Western Road Flows played the other day, I really listened to that shit. Like, I don't know, because I can relate to it right now. That's really when I got the idea. I said, I'm going to make a fucking list of the best rappers alive right now, because this nigga is fucking ridiculous. Like, if you never heard Western Road Flows, it's on the Views album. That nigga right there, I don't even fucking write it. He rapped that shit bomb. I know he had something to do with that song. Like, it was too close to, like, it just sounded personal. Everything with Drake is fucking personal, but yeah. So anyway, Child's Play, Still Here, Pop Style, Summer's Over. Every time I hear Summer's Over and Summer's Over, I get so sad. It's like, it's the perfect song to end summer. It's so fucking sad, but it's so sensual. I don't know. Fire and Desire and Hotline Bling. More Life. More Life is considered a mixtape. I didn't know that. I swear to God, I thought that was an album. I swear, like... Yeah, More Life is a mixtape, but I'm throwing that shit in there. 4422, Portland, Sacrifices. Sacrifices is my fucking song. Oh, God. I'm sorry, y'all. I love that song. I love how he lined, you know, his features up on that song. It was like the perfect people in the perfect song. Like, Sacrifices is my shit. Nothing Into Something's Teenage Fever. And then Scorpion. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. I did not like Scorpion. And I went to the concert like a couple weeks ago. I fucking hate that album. The only song I could say I really liked on it was the Kiki joint and Mob Ties. And when I first heard the Kiki joint, I did not like that song. I was like, oh my god, this song is so fucking annoying. But only song I like on it is Mob Ties. But I knew that he would perform other things at his concert, so I went. So the Drake lyric that got him on this list, it was a couple things. It's a couple lines I remember from. I'm telling y'all that Western Road flows. I don't know what it is. He said, your best day is my worst day. I get green like Earth Day. You treat me like I'm born yesterday. You forgot my birthday. You don't be scoring perfect. You don't be working like how we be working. Tell him. Tell him. You platinum like rappers on Hershey's, boy. That shit is worthless. That shit is corny. I hate when he say boy in a song. Like, that shit is so corny. Stop saying boy, please. I'm gonna write him some fan mail. Anyway, you get the message over and over like it was urgent, and then act like you ain't heard it when you see me in person. The only thing I did to end up here was put the work in. Oh my god. I don't know if I'm feeling this song so much right now, because it's like my life. Like, I really do be feeling that. Like, people think I just sit the fuck around and do nothing. No, I really be putting some fucking work in. Anything that comes to me, it gotta be because I deserve it. I just be putting too much work in. I just be too dedicated to, like, everything. Everything that I do. Whew. Let me finish this damn song. That shit just touched the nerve. So, he said, and I did it with a purpose. Used to have secret handshakes to confirm my friendships. Nowadays, they just be shaking my hand to hide the tension. Hating ass motherfuckers. Mm-mm. And then, at the end of the song, he be like, I'm happiest when I can buy what I want, get high when I want. Just whoever produced the song, the beat, the flow, like, everything was just like, oh, it fucking peeled my dreads back. It peeled my wig, y'all. Oh my god. Like, I'm sorry. Next, let me get the fuck off Drake, because I've been talking about him for too long. Big Kendrick. Anybody that really knows me knows that I fucking love Kendrick Lamar. I've been to like two of his concerts. I just love Kendrick. Like, Kendrick has played such a huge part of my life. His music has played such a big role in my life, like in relationships, single. Like, Kendrick has just always been there. Kendrick's been the same nigga. He been there for me. So when I first got introduced to Kendrick by my little sister, she was like, you heard of this dude Kendrick Lamar? And she you ain't never heard that song Swimming Pools? I was like, nah, what the fuck is Swimming Pools? She played that shit. I was like, who is this little nigga from Compton? Who the fuck is Kendrick? Yeah, oh my god, it was like love at first sight. So then I was like, okay, well, I want to hear more. Then Good Kid, Mad City came out. When I tell y'all, I had a little full focus. I still was playing CDs in that joint. When I tell y'all, I played the fuck out of Good Kid, Mad City. The boyfriend I had at the time, he used to always say that, like, that's one thing he would remember about me, always playing that fucking album. Like, that was like 2012. Young. That was like one of the greatest albums of all time, too. It was. Yeah. Ah, man. Kendrick does it for me. Kendrick songs that got him on this list. Section 80 was his first album. ADHD and Sammy Song. I didn't like any of the other songs on there. Good Kid, Mad City, Shireen, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Backseat Freestyle, Money Trees, Poetic Justice, Swimming Pools, and The Recipe. Hey, The Recipe, Dr. Dre is that nigga. That's one of my favorite Kendrick songs, The Recipe. It's on my top five of Kendrick songs. Like, what? They just fucking lit on that joint. So Pimp a Butterfly was my least favorite Kendrick album because I couldn't relate to it, and that album came out in a really dark, deep, depressed part of my life, and it was a depressing album. Like, he talked about his depression that whole album, and the person that I was with played the fuck out of that album. So I don't really like too many songs on that. It didn't do it for me. I couldn't relate to it. But the songs I did like These Walls. I did like I Love All Right. That is... that song mean a lot to me. Hood Politics. That shit was fucking fire. I've been A1 since day one, you niggas boo-boo. I liked I Love Myself, but the radio played the shit out of it. And I ain't wanna hear no more. Like, turn that shit off. And then How Much a Dollar Cost. That's a deep ass song. And I never listened to it until somebody was like, have you ever listened to the lyrics of this song? And I finally did. That shit was so deep. Probably one of the deepest songs I ever had. It was like Brenda Had a Baby. Got a Baby. Deep. Like that. Like. And Ronald Isley was on the joint too. That joint, he said it all. I love the Isley Brothers. I'm really committed to this music shit, like, for real. Anyway, the last album he put out, Damn. Oh, that's on my top 10 too. Damn was like one of the greatest albums ever. DNA, Element, Loyalty, Less, Pride, Humble, Triple X, and God. Every time I turn that song God on, I be feeling like, can't nobody fuck with me. Like, I'm the bitch around here. Like, I'm that bitch. Every time I hear that song, that be the whole mood. But the Kendrick lyric that got him on this list, Element was like, damn, this nigga is like a lyrical genius. Like, he's done other songs where you probably be like, he's a lyrical genius, but this nigga said, I'm willing to die for this shit. I done cried for this shit. Might take a life for this shit. Put the Bible down and go out of eye for this shit. He not a lyrical genius. I'm not even that. DOT, my enemy, won't catch a vibe for this shit. Hey, I been stomped out in front of my mama. My daddy commissary made it to commas. Bitch, all my grandma's dead. So ain't nobody praying for me. I'm on your head. Hey. What? What? That was fucking crazy. That was fucking... I don't be seeing how the fuck people don't be liking Kendrick. Like, if you don't like Kendrick, I just feel like you just not deep enough. I don't fucking get it. 30 millions later, know the feds watching. I see on my Telegram, like, be cautious. I be hanging out in Thames, I be on Stockton. I don't do it for the gram, I do it for Compton. I'm willing to die for this shit, nigga. I take your fucking life for this shit, nigga. We ain't going back to broke family selling dope. This nigga is a fucking fool. Like, this shit be giving me goosebumps, y'all. Like, Kendrick be real life giving me goosebumps. If I gotta slap a pussy ass nigga, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go hard on a bitch, I'ma make it look sexy. Ay, ay, I pull up, hop out, air out, made it look sexy. Oh, they won't take me out my element. That nigga is like that. I don't care what nobody say. I don't give a fuck. That nigga is like that. Let me move on to the next Eminem. If I didn't put Eminem on this list, I'm just fucking disrespectful. Eminem is one of the greatest. I'm not even gonna say greatest white lyricist. Just a lyricist. He's like one of the greatest. He stay on the list too. I be looking up the list sometimes. Stan is what did it for me. When I seen that video and when I was younger, I did understand that song. It was deep as fuck. Stan was crazy as shit, but that song was deep as fuck. Then he had Dido on that joint, and she just really set it off. Because I used to like her voice. She had a unique ass voice. She was the perfect person to put on that. But My Name is the first song that I heard. And I think I heard it. I don't know. I probably just seen the video and I was like, who's this white dude? Like, he cool as shit. Like, he be imitating people in the videos and shit. That shit was funny to me when I was younger. I was a big Eminem fan when I was younger. I was like young as fuck, y'all. Like, y'all, my mom used to fucking let me listen to whatever the fuck I want. That's probably why I'm ratchet like this now. Or like, my music taste is just so, because I pick up on everyone. Now I'm around somebody, I pick up on everybody's music. So if I like your music and I hear it in your atmosphere, it becomes my music. And it just broadens my music library. Anyway, my mom, I remember her taking me to Circuit City, and just every so often she would be like, you could pick out a CD, or like she would surprise me sometimes with a CD, because she just know I love music like her, and she loved music too. So Circuit City, you know I'm goddamn old, because Circuit City ain't been around in a minute. Kids today don't know what the fuck a Circuit City is, a Ames, a Montgomery Ward's. We get Toys R Us, what the fuck? Y'all, they took away Toys R Us. That's crazy. Whole childhood gone. Anyway, my mom used to let me listen to whatever the fuck I want. So, the Eminem show, that was my shit. Like, I used to blast Superman. And when I say y'all was young, that came out in 2002. So, I was like, y'all, I was like 9 or 10. No. Why is your child blasting Superman? She's 9 or 10 in a room. Like, my aunt came over one day and heard that shit, and she took that CD. I was so mad. I was on fire, dog. My aunt took this CD, and then she went off on my mother. She was like, why the fuck is she listening to this? Like, she's 9 or 10 years old. Like, he doing all that cursing. My mother would let me get the split joints. Like, my mom didn't care. Like, certain things about my mom, I just fuck with. Like, me and my mom are, like, best friends. Like, me and my mom talk like we're friends. Like, sometimes she get in mom mode, but we be getting sarcastic with each other. Like, I don't know, she was cool. She didn't care. I don't think I would let my 9 or 10 year old listen to no motherfucking Eminem show talking about Superman and all the shit he was saying in that song. But yeah, my mom gave me musical freedom, and I love her for it. I wouldn't be able to be doing this damn podcast and this show for you today. Like, yeah, music is life. So, Eminem is last on my list, but let me tell you about the songs that got him on my list. The Slim Shady LP, My Name Is A Guilty Conscience. The Marshall Mathers LP, Stan, The Way I Am, The Real Slim Shady, and Kim. The Eminem Show, White America, Cleaning Out My Closet, Without Me, and Superman. And then Encore, I loved Encore too. I used to blast that joint. But Evil Deeds, Like Toy Soldiers, Puke, Rain Man, One Shot, Two Shot. Again, too damn young to be listening to shit like that. The fucking lyric that Eminem put Eminem on my list, that Superman joint that I got in trouble for. And this nigga said, but I do know one thing though. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho. But I know grown ass should not have been listening to that. But that shit, I was like, man, this dude is crazy. I love it. I love that shit. I didn't like no albums after Encore, though. I was done with him. 8 Mile. That fucking, what's the little battle with Clarence? That shit, well, it's fucking iconic. That whole scene, fucking iconic. 8 Mile is iconic. So, M had to go on the list. So, that is my top 6 best rappers of, they're alive, not all time. Alive. I want to throw an honorable mention out there before I leave today. Honorable mention, I'm going to put Gucci on my honorable, he's my honorable mention. And let me tell you why. Gucci never gets credit, and it's irritating as shit. Like, it, Gucci done made so much music. Like, it was a point in time where Gucci was dropping mixtapes, like, every, it seemed like every fucking week, Gucci's just dropping shit. I know y'all remember that. Like, Gucci been around since, like, 05. He had, like, 1,000 mixtapes. And then he had a handful of albums. No credit. The first song I heard of Gucci was So Icy, and I hated it. I was like, who the fuck is Gucci, man? Mind you, I was like 13. I always had this personality that I'm speaking on this podcast right now, but it was just in my head back then. I was like, who the fuck is Gucci, man? He, fuck, ew. And then Gucci was ugly back then. I was like, oh, no. Nah. He gonna be a one-hit wonder. Little did I fucking know. He is on my fucking list of greatest, well, he's honorable mention. He's not one of the, you know, best rappers, but honorable mention. Was that Shade? Ugh. Yeah, I hate it. So Icy, though. Then a couple years later, I heard Bricks. When I heard Bricks, I think I was in high school. It was love from there. I was like, oh, he, this a trap nigga. Like, then I started listening to all the Gucci mixtapes. Even now, like, sometimes I play some old-ass Gucci shit, and I be around a dude. They be like, what you know about that? Nah, nigga, what you know about that? Like, get off me. Anyway, I have a million favorite Gucci verses. Like, I can't even think of one off the top of my head because there's just so many. My one, I'm going to just do some recent Gucci because I can remember that over the top of my head. When this nigga said, when I get married, that's a gangster way, call my reception a gangster party. I was like, I fucking love this nigga. Yes. Guarded you home. I don't give a fuck what they say about your clone. I still love you. Period. Gucci did a 360 and I'm so proud of him. Like, he got married and did a 360. I'm proud of that nigga because Gucci was going down a really bad road. He got himself way together. But anyway, I didn't talk to y'all motherfucking heads off today. I'm sorry. That's my top 6 rappers alive. And don't let me know what you think because y'all niggas gonna talk shit and it's gonna make me mad because I get real defensive about my artists. Anyway, catch y'all on the next episode. Peace.